She had new dolls, you know, that she got over a period of years. And I just thought, well, this would be fine to give this to the underprivileged. And I got this colored doll out, you mm-hmm. know, and had it sacked up here in a box fixing to give it. And I didn't know she took that doll. But she came through here and she put the newest doll she had in that box. Well, later on, I understand that she didn't want to depart from that doll. Uh-huh. And she buried that doll. She put that doll in a shoebox and she buried that doll.
Oh, how funny.
It was one of her favorite dolls and she just didn't want to get
Where
rid of it.
Where did she bury it?
She buried up there on top of the hill. That's where they buried all the dogs and cats. Everything that's lost, you know.
So her doll was it. Did she ever go dig it up?
Yeah, she went and dug it up after she seen that I wasn't going to give it away, you know. She went and dug it up and brought it back to the house. And mm-hmm. I talked to her about it, you know, and she said, well, Mother, she said, now, you've taught me not to be stingy. And I'm not selfish, but says, that's my pride and joy, that little old doll right there. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, well, if it means so much to you, then you just keep it. So my son gave her a little colored doll mm-hmm. as a boo-boo prize. And see, she's a great big grown married lady now. And he wrapped that doll up so pretty and gave it to her, you know. Funny. We sure did laugh about that.
I bet
that precious memory. We've had a wonderful time here with our children. We've had a lot of heartaches too, just like all families mm-hmm. does in raising their children. They've never anyone called, either one of my children ever caused me any grief as far as they've never, any of them served time, any of them been in jail, uh-huh. they've never, you know, they're just like all young boys and girls. And I really think I'm fortunate in mm-hmm. that. And I really think that a family that prays together stays mm-hmm. together. I raised all my children up here in Woodstock Methodist Church, which my husband's parents went to mm-hmm. Whenever they were raising them. I said, we've already set out three good benches up there. We've already set the bottom out of them just about it.
Well, I dedicate those to y'all.
Well, we usually replace them, you know, when they get to screaking. But I mean, I took them into church whenever they were very small. Mm-hmm. And they were all christened there, and that place holds quite a good memories mm-hmm. for me too, you know. I said we had the good along with the bad there, and we've had several of the funerals there, you know, of the family, not of the immediate family, mm-hmm. but of the family, and naturally that is the bad memories, you know, that we want to forget. But as I said, they was all christened there, and they all joined a member of the church there, but this younger son of mine, Carl, mm-hmm. he's not a member of the church, but he's a good boy. I said, mm-hmm. I'm hoping and praying that he will. See, he's enjoying living life now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what he's doing, enjoying living life now. Mm-hmm. But one day he'll come down to the nitty gritty.
Does he go to church? Really,
oh, yes. He goes to church. I took, I guess the youngest one, I probably took it when it was a month old. I never did wait over 6 weeks taking my children to church. Uh-huh. I remember whenever I'd get up and take my children, get up and do around, you know, when my children was first born, this doctor that was so close to this family that had delivered Radford and all of his brothers and sisters, Miss mm-hmm. say, well, Dr. would never let me get up and do that. You know, they made him stay in bed uh-huh. 9 days then, you know.
Right.
No, Dr. with life, and he'd say, well, we've learned better now in medicine that you just lay your strength out. Yeah. And says, we let them get up and get to going to bath. And I've been fortunate to be able to do some things with my children, you know, that my mother didn't get to do with me mm-hmm. in growing them up. And I've really enjoyed these grandchildren because, see, I had worked hard to raise these children until I had to work, you know mm-hmm. what I mean. We had lots of enjoyment with them, but we had to work because they was our responsibility. Mm-hmm. They didn't ask to be born in this world, and we had to work and raise them. I feel like that's the...